preview party at the Santa Fe Convention Center on Friday night, where you can view the award-winning art pieces and meet the artists. Memberships can be purchased in advance or at the event. The Spanish Market runs from 8 to 5 on Saturday, 9:30 to 4 on Sunday. Don't miss the 60th Annual Spanish Market, July 30th and 31st on the Santa Fe Plaza. For more information, call 982-2226 or go to SpanishColonial.org. Join us today beginning at noon for a special remote broadcast of all things real estate from 42 Hearthstone Drive, located off of Tano Road West and only minutes from the Santa Fe Plaza. Join radio host Ray Post, his Sotheby's International Realty colleagues Roxanne Apple and Charles Weber, as well as Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title and other guests for interesting conversation, refreshments, and a tour of the spectacular property. Beautifully sited on 2.5 acres, this exquisite 3-bedroom, 3-bath residence enjoys commanding mountain views and is an entertainer's dream, providing numerous indoor and outdoor spaces all on a single level. The 3,500-square-foot property with its gorgeous gardens, cook's kitchen, one-of-a-kind hand-carved elements, expansive office space, and reclaimed vigas give this home its distinctive character and warm feel. For information, call 660-5998. That's 660-5998. And join us today at noon at 42 Hearthstone Drive for all things real estate. Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, good afternoon and welcome to a special Women's World Cup remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 42 Hearthstone Road, a spectacular 3-bedroom home with commanding mountain views and located off of Tano Road West, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Now, there's lots of different ways to get here, but the simplest way is to get on Tano Road and follow it until it turns into Tano Road West, then make a left on Hearthstone Drive, and follow all of the Sotheby's International Realty signs to number 42. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this beautiful home, grab some food and refreshments, and also enjoy all the real estate commentary that my special guests will be offering in just a few minutes. So, again, come on over to 42 Hearthstone Road right off of Tano Road West. And joining me in a few minutes are two of my co-hosts today, the well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty brokers, Roxanne Apple and Charles Weber. And providing her ever professional and studied commentary is my other co-host, Paige Moffitt, escrow officer at Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Great to have you back on the show, Paige.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, in a few minutes, Roxanne, Charles, Paige, and I will talk about the features of this fabulous property here at 42 Hearthstone Drive. And I also invite you to go to our website and see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And I want to send a special thank you to all the people around the country who are actually listening to us through the Internet. I'm looking at Paige, and she's startled by that. That's right. If you find that you're going to be out of town on any given Sunday and just can't stand to miss any part of All Things Real Estate, then all that you need to do is to go to your computer or web-enabled device and simply click on SantaFe.com at noon. That's Mountain Standard Time, and then go right to the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. After each show, you can also see videos of our program, whether we're in the studio or doing one of these remote broadcasts. So, again, go to SantaFe.com, then click on the 1260 KTRC logo and either listen in real time to the show or watch past broadcasts of All Things Real Estate. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden and Nick, my very able technicians right here at 42 Hearthstone Drive, I want to kick things off by introducing Ron Blessy, broker-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Welcome to the show, Ron, and you can tell listening to the headsets that we're out here today, and we apologize to the listeners. It's a beautiful day, but a little bit windy.
I was going to say good windy afternoon, right? but it's magnificent out here.
Oh, it is a beautiful property, and again, we really invite everybody to come on out here. And the trick is that not only can you enjoy taking a tour of 42 Hearthstone Drive, but you can also watch the Women's World Cup that's going to be starting in about 30 minutes. You can enjoy some food and refreshments that both Ron and Paige have brought today. So, Ron, I think today in Chapter 3 of the Mortgage Handbook, you're going to be talking to us about how buyers can use their assets to meet lender requirements. What's that all about?
That's correct. Well, I'd like to expand on what I've been talking about the last few weeks, which is how borrowers can qualify. And oftentimes I see borrowers come to me with tax returns that may not show as much income as they need to qualify for the purchase that they're looking to execute. And there is a way that oftentimes people don't think about. And if borrowers are asset rich, in other words, they have retirement accounts or other various means of funds, those funds can be set up on a monthly draw basis, which then entitles them to borrow money using the monthly distribution as the qualifying income. And it's an old, long-standing Fannie Mae rule that if a borrower has 36 months worth of that monthly distribution in an account somewhere, it's verifiable, that can be used to qualify them.
Right.
And a lot of times people come to me and say, well, I haven't set this up yet. I mean, how do I do it? And the fact is that you can set it up. There are some lenders that will allow a one-month distribution. Some will go for a 60-day distribution, and so on and so on. But if we can document it and set it up properly, it's certainly a good way for a borrower to qualify to get a loan.
And this is sort of a change in the rules of the road for buyers these days as a result of the meltdown of 2 years ago. This tightening up is sort of a new requirement, isn't it?
Well, it is, but this particular means of qualifying is not new. It's actually been a long-standing Fannie Mae rule. And we can utilize that criteria to get somebody a loan.
Well, later on in the program, we're going to let Ron Blessy sort of expand on this theme, and actually in a roundtable that he and Paige Moffitt and I will have, we're going to pretend as though we've got a buyer who's, and we have quite a few of them that have actually arrived here already, that wants to make an offer on this beautiful house here at 42 Hearthstone and let you two professionals talk about it. So, Ron Blessy, as always, thank you for the Buyer's Mortgage Handbook.
You're welcome.
Chapter 3, the book is just around the corner, isn't it?
It's a bestseller.
Now, I'm looking for my colleagues, Charles Weber and Roxanne Apple, who are going to join me right now and actually talk a little bit about this beautiful property that we're at. Guys, why don't you doing a little juggling here with the microphones and everything. Why don't you sit down, Ron? He's taking all of his important documents there. I want to welcome my two esteemed colleagues from Sotheby's International Realty, the ever effervescent Roxanne Apple, and her colleague today, Charles Weber. I say today because Roxanne's business partner on this listing, Abigail Davidson, is out of town. Charles very kindly agreed to step in. And Charles and I are going to talk a little bit later on during the show as well. He is a former, he still is a player, a soccer player, referee, and coach. And on this great day of Women's World Cup final match, there's a lot of soccer stuff we want to do. And so I invite you to come out here. Not only can you get good real estate commentary, but you can talk to the coach and the ref as well. So anyway, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
Okay, Roxanne, this is your listing, beautiful listing.
It is.
And why don't we do it as if you're, and we have some buyers who just walked in here, they're taking a tour of the place. Why don't you sort of walk somebody through those beautiful gates and what they're going to see here?
Well, I love the gates. They're featured prominently in our advertising. We love them. They're antique, as is so much of the wood in the house.
Yes.
The builder, Gervais, built this house to his own specifications.
Uh-huh.
Thinking that if someone wasn't lucky enough to buy it, he would live in it himself. So when you walk into the house, and the doors and all the doors are special, and there's nothing cookie cutter about it.
Right.
The 14-foot ceiling, the beams, and the red wood on the ceiling is from an old barn in Canada. The kitchen was built around the antique green doors in the kitchen, and all of the the marble and the colors of the kitchen came from that. The press tin ceiling in the kitchen and the dining area. Two bedrooms and a full bath, a utility room, a lovely powder room on this end of the house, and on the other end it's devoted to the master, which is extremely romantic, opens up to this lovely back private garden.
Mm-hmm. And besides the master being romantic, it's also the location where the TV is on for the Women's World Cup match. So you can come here, take a tour, see that romantic master bedroom, and actually linger for a moment and enjoy some refreshments and watch the game. Roxanne, this property is pretty easy to see, though. Are you doing this by appointment? Or
we do it by appointment, but where it's easy for us to show.
Uh-huh.
So all I need to do is call the Sotheby's office, ask to speak with us, and we'll be happy to come out here and show it to you.
Either Roxanne Apple or Abigail Davidson, I suppose, because he's pitch hitting today. Charles Weber's happy to show the property if he needs to. Right, Charles?
Oh, I'd be delighted to show the property. I just, I think Roxanne and Abigail are probably better choices.
Well, we'll see about that because we're going to test you right now. Actually, Charles wanted to talk a little bit, Roxanne, with your permission, about this beautiful neighborhood. We are here on Hardstone Drive. I think a lot of people are not aware of this fantastic community. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, Charles?
Well, Canterbury Farms was started in the mid-2000s, 21 lots ranging in size from 2.5 to 5 acres. This is an equestrian community. Each lot is entitled to have a horse per 2.5 acre size. We're also adjacent to Ashwin Stables, and several members of the people who live here stable their horses at Ashwin Stables and take advantage of the numerous riding trails and the extraordinary views that you get as you walk through the meadows between here and Tonneau Road. Again, a beautiful place today, specifically with the white clouds marching across the blue sky. Fabulous time to be out on your horses strolling around. The subdivision itself is filled with million-dollar-plus homes, community water, and a great place for enjoying what makes Santa Fe beautiful.
And I think there is a community center here, too. Isn't there a community building where they can have events, I believe? I remember seeing one here when I was here before.
I believe that's in Hardstone, which
it
is adjacent to Canterbury Farm.
I see.
Uh-huh. And so you have basically two different subdivisions sort of in the same horseshoe of Hardstone Drive.
I see.
And the community center and the common area space for Hardstone is just right down the hill here. What we have is 2.5 acre parcels up to 5 acre parcels stretched over this rolling hill.
Mm-hmm.
The stables that are just down the road are located away from the living spaces and in a beautiful place for the horses to enjoy their life.
Mm-hmm. Roxanne, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, those stables are separate from any of the homeowners' lots, but each homeowner can have their own stable for their own home.
I see. Well, I tell you what, we're going to bring you back later on the show, Roxanne and Charles, and we're going to have you talk a little bit more about this property and the beautiful amenities that exist here at 42 Hardstone Drive, but we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite you to come and join us today, have some refreshments, enjoy watching the Women's World Cup, take a tour of this beautiful property. So come on down here again to 42 Hardstone Drive. We'll be back in a minute.
Thanks.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at lenzic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lenzic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Debt stress can take a number of different forms, from losing sleep to a lack of focus at work. But there is help out there if you know where to go. National Foundation for Credit Counseling Agencies are independently accredited and have trained certified counselors. Our agencies are nonprofit and community governed, so we have a real stake in helping you. To find an NFCC agency near you, call 800-388-2227. Or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 42 Hearthstone Drive, right off of Tano Road West. Beautiful property. We invite you to come on over here and enjoy taking a tour of this house and the grounds, enjoying some refreshments, and also tune in on the Women's World Cup, which is playing in the master bedroom on the TV. We already have had a number of people come through here, and they may just be lingering here to look at this house as well as enjoy the final match of the Women's World Cup. I now would like to welcome Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of this very special and unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Among other notable titles, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team, and it was in this sports context that I got to know Mike, because, Mike, you know that in a previous life I actually did World Cup soccer stuff, and it was through a buddy of ours that introduced us, so welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray, and certainly good luck to the women today.
Well, we do wish them a lot of luck, and as you and I exchanged emails earlier today, they're going to have their hands full with the very talented Japanese team. But listen, we've got momentum and history on our side, don't we?
Certainly do. Like I said, I wish them well. They're a good group of ladies that have played their hearts out to get here, so...
Well, Mike, I want to remind everybody that as co-managing partner of the Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development, you and your business partner, Steve Ziegler, are continuing to put a fair amount of investment into this fabulous development as you really pave the way for those 81 lucky homeowners that will start building their dream homes up there. So why don't you update the listeners on the 2011 construction schedule that you have for the 6,000-acre ranch community?
Yeah, just what we have going on at this point in time is about 14,000 feet of really utility, underground utility work, and that is to provide the phone, the power, and the water distribution from the well system. We have a shared well system. There's about four or five houses per well. All those wells have been drilled in previous years, so the water quality, certainly the water the water source is really solid. So now we're linking that all together for the first phase one, 24 lots, 1 through 24. And it's about 14,000 feet total of a lot of power lines, a lot of phone looms, and certainly the water distribution system. So we're pretty excited to get that all in this summer, and we're about 10,000 feet into it right now. Because basically what that means is you buy a lot and you look at our design guidelines, which we think are pretty thorough, and take the environment and certainly the area into consideration, and you can start building home.
Yeah, and that's, of course, our objective, selling the lots that are available up there, taking people on tours, showing them how magnificent the Canyon Ridge development is. Again, to remind everybody, as I said earlier, this is 6,000 acres, 4,000 of which Mike and Steve have put in permanent conservation for the enjoyment of those 81 homeowners. And the amazing thing about Canyon Ridge is over that course of that 6,000 acres, you rise from 8,000 to 10,000 feet. So I think the views there are the best I've ever seen anywhere in the country. Don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, the houses on the northern and western border from basically at 7,600 up to a little over 10,000 feet, you have 100-mile views of the San Juans, even west of Durango, the La Plata Mountains. So I've been all over the world, and I haven't seen anything like it either, Ray. So it's pretty breathtaking and something that people will be able to enjoy for certainly a long, long time.
My color commentator today, Mike, is very professional and lovely at the same time, Paige Moffitt, who is the escrow officer at Fidelity National Title. And you remember, Mike, that back in the fall I brought Paige's colleague and her boss, actually Steve Riemann, up there for a tour. And I've been telling Paige about this place, and she has already signed up. She wants to at least take a tour. I don't know, maybe she'll want to write a contract. Paige, you want to say something about Canyon Ridge, what you've heard about it?
Well, Steve doesn't ever stop talking about it. Steve said it was fabulous, and he probably would like to retire up there if he had anything to say about it.
We can make that happen, can't we, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing is we've just finished that Bear Springs Outfitter cabin, and I think when people think of cabins and they think about, you know, really the type of environment that you create by going and camping, and that this is a pretty nice cabin that's got, you know, running water in it now and a bathroom and a lot of little modern amenities where you can still enjoy the outside, but at the same time certainly feel like you're roughing it, but get taken care of and pampered a little bit. So people are, you know, it's there and available for anyone that wants to go on site and spend a day to really experience Canyon Ridge, and they can spend a night looking at the stars as well.
Well, we invite a lot of people to come on up to Canyon Ridge, and actually on the next time that I have Mike on the show, we're going to talk about some tours that we're going to try to schedule this fall, but you don't have to wait for that. You can actually go to Canyon Ridge, discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com, or you can call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900, and we can set up a tour for anyone that's interested in taking advantage of this beautiful location, this very unique setting. Mike Plant, you're going to be watching the Women's World Cup shortly?
I am. I'm at the top of the third in a game here in Atlanta, so I'm going to multitask myself.
Well, you are multitasking, and I should also congratulate you and the team. You guys had your 10,000th franchise win. Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did. We did that on Friday night.
Well, congratulations. You're doing a heck of a job, and the team is right in there in the hunt. You guys are, second or third in the league right
now?
Yeah,
we've got the second-best record in baseball. So for an offense that has struggled a little bit at times, again, our history is based on solid pitching, and that's gotten us to this point. I think we've got a lot of upside, too.
Well, this is Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge. Again, Mike, thanks so much for being on the show today. Go Braves and go Women's World Cup, U.S. team, of course. Listen, thanks for being on the show. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, shifting gears and coming back to my special color commentator, Paige Moffitt, escrow officer at Fidelity National Title. Paige, let's pretend as though the buyer walks through the door today, and he or she makes an offer on this beautiful property here at 42 Hartstone Drive. They're going to interact with Fidelity National Title throughout several points in this transaction. What's the first thing you would recommend to that buyer when they sit down you with that executed contract?
Well, the first thing that they want to look at is probably they have pledged to put some earnest money down, so they want to make sure they get that to us. We'll get them a receipt so that they know that their money is just sitting in our trust account, ready and waiting for the closing date to occur. And then we get to meet each other, and we get to talk about what their concerns are. And hopefully we've already done some preliminary title work, so we kind of know some of the issues that are going on with the property, and we can just make sure they're informed.
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing, be informed.
Yeah, well, and as a former attorney, actually you're attorney by training, You bring some special skills to the table that really, I think, benefits buyers and perhaps a lot of escrow officers aren't able to offer. Does that give you sort of a little bit of a competitive edge among your colleagues in the industry?
Well, I hope so. We know, you know, I have so many wonderful people I work with at Fidelity. They're very experienced, very knowledgeable. And we really operate as a team, which
yep.
is nice. We all work together. When someone's absent, anyone can pitch in and pick up the ball. But, yeah, I do think so. I think, you know, having covenants and restrictions and things such as this property where you have horses that are available to be on the property, I mean, those are things that buyers want to know, and you can help make sure they understand what is allowed, what isn't allowed, what kinds of things they can build, what their restrictions are. It's just, I think, very helpful to have a legal background on that.
I want to ask you in the last minute before we take a break here, you've taken a walk through this property. I didn't give you a chance to sort of voice your opinion about it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Wow. I think I have one of the best seats in the house. I have this panoramic view of the Sangre de Cristo mountain range, and I don't think it gets better than that. And then you have these gardens, and the first thing I noticed was just how many custom aspects there are to this house. The doors, everything looks handcrafted, everything. It's definitely a custom house. It's not a plain Jane house.
No, it isn't, and the buyer is going to be very lucky when he or she makes that offer, and we hope that happens today, and then we can pass the baton right to you, Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title. And later on in the show, you're going to come back and actually join Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage and talk a little bit. We're going to have a roundtable about some issues. So to tell you what, let's take a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will get further into a conversation about this beautiful home here at 42 Hearthstone Drive. We invite you to come on over here, enjoy a tour of the property, enjoy some refreshments, and watch the Women's World Cup as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high-security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 42 Hearthstone Drive, right off of Tano Road West. Easy to get here. It's only minutes from downtown Santa Fe. And when you do get here, you're going to be able to take a tour of this spectacular three-bedroom home, beautiful grounds, unbelievable views of the mountains, and enjoy some refreshments, and hear the excellent commentary of my special guests on the show today, and also watch the Women's World Cup, which is being aired on ESPN in the master bedroom. So we've got a lot of reasons to come here today. Before we get back into the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now want to welcome back Ron Blessy, the broker-owner with Home Buyers Mortgage, along with Paige Moffitt, escrow officer at Fidelity National Title. We're going to have a little bit of a mini roundtable discussing a variety of issues that buyers in particular are facing these days when it comes to purchasing and then closing on a new home. In his opening Home Buyer's Mortgage Handbook segment at the top of the show, Ron spoke to some of the issues associated with using your assets to qualifying for home financing. But I think I'm going to come back to that in a minute, and I want to start out by asking Paige to give us some information on sort of current issues that she has as a title insurance professional and has actually seen at the settlement table. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. What isn't going on? There's so many things that can come up. It's always a challenge, and it's always an interesting thing to learn.
Is there anything new, though, that you haven't seen the last 6 months or a year, say?
Well, I'd say we're seeing more refinances, which is something that people would want to go talk to Ron about because rates are still great. So we're seeing a lot more of that. We're also seeing sellers getting pretty realistic about the prices of their homes. So a lot of homes are going under contract.
Uh-huh.
A lot of buyers. And let's see, short sales, unfortunately, are part of our market today.
Yeah. Are you dealing with then foreclosures too, right?
Yes. We typically get involved right before it heads into foreclosure, which is what we call the short sale, which just means that the lender, the current lender on the property, is going to have to take short of what they are actually owed. So we have a lot of buyers taking advantage of properties that are nearing foreclosure and scooping them up prior to foreclosure.
Well, and we're fortunate here in Santa Fe in that we're not suffering like a lot of communities around the country, South Florida, Phoenix area, Southern California, with a huge number of short sales and foreclosures, though they are prevalent. And actually, as you're pointing out, they are opportunities for some
great
people.
Great opportunities
who have,
right now for buyers.
Yeah, I mean, they can, with some cash in their hands, they can take advantage of it. Ron, are you, you know, from your standpoint as a mortgage broker, are you seeing more of those phenomenons still in the market?
Well, there's a fair amount of it out there. On the foreclosure and short sale side, one thing of note, I think, is that it's important that if you're going to make an offer on a house like that, that the process has already been started with a lender, because ultimately the lender has to issue a letter of approval on the short sale, which then can enable the deal to go forward. So, we see a fair amount of that. But I'll tell you, I see what I've always seen over all these years, good qualified buyers and borrowers making offers and successfully closing on the transaction.
Well, we are definitely not at a short sale property today here at 42 Hartstone Drive. This is a magnificent three-bedroom house. Lots of amenities, everything you can imagine. Hey, Braden, you can hear me now. I think there's a little delay on this. We're losing a little bit of the SantaFe.com sign here. If you guys want to come over here and tap it down a little bit. Again, we're outside here on this beautiful portal. It's a little bit windy. We invite you to come on over here and enjoy it. Let's, guys, the three of us. I'm a broker, a real estate broker. Ron is a mortgage broker. Paige, you're an escrow officer. Let's talk a little bit about the process. The buyer arrives today, he or she, and I saw you actually talking to some people, Ron.
Those are actually clients of mine.
Are they really?
In the past, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
I haven't seen them in a while.
And are they interested in this house? Maybe.
Yes, they might be.
Well, we know who they're going to turn to for a loan, aren't
I think so.
Well, we hope so, right. So let's assume that it's those folks, and they decide they want to make an offer, and they come back, and they talk to Charles Weber or to Roxanne Apple about making an offer. You guys are going to be immediately in the mix, escrow officer, mortgage broker, probably Ron first. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, for me, I provide the borrowers with a needs list, and that's a list of documentation I would need to put the file together, package it, get it ready to submit to the lender. Also, part of my process would be to then order title work from Paige. And I would send her an order with a copy of the contract. And within a short period of time, I will receive a title binder, and then the process goes on from there.
Mm-hmm. And just to make it clear, when you say an order, it's like an ordering something. I thought you were ordering her to do that, correct?
That's correct, yes. I'm actually sending her an order form. Just to be clear.
Just to be clear about that. We are all good friends here in the industry. Okay, so once you get that order form page, what do you do?
Well, so we take his list of everything that he needs from us, and we start processing it. We get all of the, like I mentioned before, covenants and restrictions, any easements that may pertain to the property, and all of our requirements in order to issue title insurance at the closing table. We have to fulfill our requirements. So we get a list of those things together and send it over to Ron, also as well as to you, the broker, and share it with the client so that everyone's informed. It really does take a village. It takes all of us.
It does, and I think a lot of people are not aware of sort of back-of-the-house kind of stuff that's being done on their behalf as buyers,
okay.
Particularly first-time home buyers. And I know your colleague, your boss, Steve Reiman, always mm-hmm. talks about the fact, and I think, Ron, you probably do the same thing. You like to invite people in, particularly first-time home buyers, and sit down.
Absolutely.
No obligation. Talk about the process. I suspect you do the same thing, Ron.
Yeah, education is really an important part of the process because whether it's a first-time buyer or someone who's bought a dozen houses before, it's really important that they understand every aspect of the transaction. There should be no mystery to any of this,
uh-huh.
Whether it's from the real estate side, the lending side, or the title side. And, of course, we all interact together, and there may be issues that come along the way, for instance, on the title work. It's important for me to read that title work to make sure I don't see something that could be an impediment to the loan.
Right.
So if there's an issue, I speak to Paige about it. We come up with a solution as to how to solve the problem, and we solve it, because that's really what we've become, a problem solver.
Well, and that's an interesting point. I want to ask you both, Paige and I have been working on actually a property that I have a referral situation on with her. It's a rather complicated, mm-hmm. rather large property outside of downtown Santa Fe, and there are a number of very interesting title issues, including land grant issues that go back hundreds of years, et cetera.
Right.
And so Fidelity National Title, Page in particular, and her colleagues have been very helpful in ferreting out a lot of these things. Are there, because Page has been very helpful to me in pointing out things that I might not, as a real estate broker, appreciate or understand as much as she does as an escrow officer. Similarly, when she does the title work for you, does she point out things for you as a mortgage broker that, you know, you might, not that you would skip over it, but might help you sort of see it faster?
Yes, absolutely. She's great at what she does. And I think, you know, again, the team is really important. And making sure we all interact and help one another and inform one another of various things that come along the way.
Well, I want to ask you, bringing it back to where we are today doing this remote broadcast again from 42 Hartstone Drive, we invite you to come on over here and take a tour of this property and actually meet Paige Moffitt and Ron Blessy. Is there anything particular about this property vis-a-vis what you do as a mortgage broker or an escrow officer that sort of jumps at you? Or, I mean, every property is different, unique, but is there anything about this just visually that you're seeing that you would want to sort of focus on from your own perspective? Yes, Ron?
Having grown up on the East Coast amidst lush greenery, very rarely do we see the kind of landscaping we see here, and it's just beautiful. But I think more importantly, as I walk through the house, the house is furnished impeccably. And as I understand from Roxanne, the furniture is also available should the lucky buyer who comes along to buy this property want to buy the furniture as well. But every detail in this house is impeccably done.
Now that's an interesting point because typically when that happens where the seller is willing to sell furnishings, that has to be outside of the transaction because as a lender, lenders have issues with those kind of things, don't they?
That's correct. And sometimes I've seen sellers who will actually include it in the sale, but what's important is that the contract has to say that, yes, there's a list of furnishings available, but only for a consideration of $1.
I see.
So if it's something beyond that, if it's separate from the sale, then, of course, it has to be handled outside the transaction.
And whenever I have a client, I always recommend just do this as a sidebar situation, not at all with the transaction, have a separate agreement. Paige, as counselor, the attorney mm-hmm. that you agree with that
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes, it can be problematic for the lender side if you start adding things into the purchase agreement about bartering and trading furniture for X amount of dollars. It just, it gets complicated. So it's better to do it outside.
And what I always suggest to realtors as well, before they write a contract, is to call me up and tell me exactly how they're going to structure the contract to make sure that there isn't something that's going to be on that contract that's going to be a problem for the lender. And this is, I think, a very important part of the process because, you know, the last thing anybody wants is to have this, have us go down the line, say, a month into the transaction, all of a sudden the underwriter says, you know, I don't like that particular point. So it's best to address it up front and take care of it right then and there.
I think all of us, and Ron's making an excellent point, all of us in the trade are focusing more on those fine points earlier on than we ever have before. All right, so let's fast forward here. I got about a minute and a half to go before I take a break. We've gone through the title order, the order form that's come in, and you've done your thing, Paige. There's a lot of back and forth between you and Ron and the lender, and we're reaching the settlement table phase where the buyer comes in and actually is going to purchase this beautiful property here at 42 Hearthstone Drive. There are a lot of last-minute sort of back and forth that the title company has with the lender, isn't there?
There is, yes. We actually go back probably four or five times and do revisions of the final settlement statement because things have to be tweaked. If a closing date is pushed back even one day, you know, that affects prorations and affects all kinds of numbers. So, yeah, we do at least four or five revisions before we have the final product.
Now, as a mortgage broker, you've actually identified an actual lender who's making the loan to the buyer of this property. So you've already done that. How much communication are you personally having with Paige, or is it more from the actual lender side at this point?
Well, it's actually a matter of my processor, who's the person who's responsible for packaging the loan and submitting it for approval.
Uh-huh.
It would be me and the lender. And Paige gets a set of closing instructions mm-hmm. from the lender saying that this is how the closing statement needs to be set up and how all these fees have to be shown. And, you know, invariably there are issues that come along with and it's very important that the dollar amounts all match.
Right.
There's very little leeway for any changes in the numbers as we get right down to the closing
table. Absolutely.
Communication, yeah.
Communication always is the case, yes. And my good friend Charles Weber, who is the former coach, referee, and player, he still plays in the over 50 league here in Santa Fe, is kicking the soccer ball in imaginary fashion across the table to remind everybody to come to 42 Hearthstone Drive, enjoy a tour of this beautiful property, enjoy some refreshments, and also watch the Women's World Cup, which is on the TV here. I want to thank Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage and Paige Moffitt, my color commentator, for this nice round table. Paige, of course, with the Fidelity National title. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Imagine life without sight for your child or your family. Imagine if they were one of the 80 million people in this country who have potentially blinding eye disease. Don't take the chance of them missing a thing. 50% of all blindness can be prevented, so make an eye appointment today. Prevent Blindness America. Our vision is vision. Visit preventblindness.org to learn more.
The odds of a child performing at Carnegie Hall? 1 in 73,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 166. To learn the signs, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. And by the sound of that music, you know that we've reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today we are doing a live remote broadcast out here on this beautiful portal at 42 Hartstone Drive, right off of Tunnel Road West. We invite you to come on over here, enjoy a tour of this spectacular three-bedroom property, enjoy some refreshments and food, and also enjoy the Women's World Cup, which Charles Weber, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, my broker colleague, they just kicked off, right?
Just had the kickoff. It's very distracting. You've got commanding views of the East and West, and yet you still want to watch the World Cup game.
And this is spoken by a real pro, because Charles still plays in the over 50 soccer league here in Santa Fe, has been involved in soccer, gosh, for like 40 years as a referee, player, coach, so he's really sort of struggling here talking to us on the radio show, wanting to be in front of that TV. But I'll tell you what, with your colleague and the listing broker, Roxanne Apple, this beautiful property here at 42 Hartstone Drive, guys, let's give the listeners sort of a nickel tour. Roxanne, I'll start with you about this beautiful property and why they should come here today.
They should come here because it's just a gorgeous day, and I'm completely distracted from the soccer by this view.
Oh, yeah.
On both sides. And the gorgeous garden. The current owners have planted all of the things that you hear whistling around you, all the aspens. Charles is the one who's the botanist, though. What else do they have here, Charles?
They have a lovely stand of New Mexico privets as you walk in through the gate. And they have about six little planters, which are stacked stone plant beds with flowers of all sorts. The owner was telling me that he was from the East and was wanted to look out every window and see flowers wherever he was in the house, and he's made that happen. It's gorgeous.
He's succeeded here, and so on the outside, the landscaping is fabulous, and it really sort of matches what's on the interior. Don't you agree, Roxanne?
Yeah, I do, completely. The person who built this house built it, I think, for himself, and we have antique wooden doors, beams, ceilings, the arches throughout the house. I think we have some serrate material. Anyone who knows Santa Fe will recognize those touches. It makes it's rich, it's warm, but it's not at all stuffy. It's just a very comfortable, lovely, single-level house, high ceilings, and great views from every window.
And, Charles, you were talking earlier about this particular community and gave some good reasons why someone should live here. Expand on that a little bit further. What are the one, two, three points you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, Canterbury Farms is one of the few equestrian communities out here on the Northwest Quadrant. There are 21 lots. Depending on whether you have 2.5 to 5 acres, you can have one or two horses. And then there's an adjacent stable where you can keep either the horses you don't have time to take care of yourself or the additional horses. The numerous trails walking through the meadows here off Tano Road are gorgeous and really give you a chance to exercise your horses yourself and see these gorgeous views.
One of the things I love about this location is you're very close to Los Campanas. You just keep driving, and you're there in a few minutes, and you're equally close to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes either direction, and yet you feel like you're out in the country.
Yeah, you really do. Well, and we've had quite a few people come here today, some neighbors, but as Roxanne pointed out, mostly these are real buyers who are walking through. They've heard about this property and the open house, and they're taking advantage of this beautiful property. I see, Roxanne, my own personal view is, with all this open space, great entertainment value. Do the current owners
do entertain. They travel a lot, which is probably why they're going to be moving somewhere else to another part of the country. But the neighborhood and their friends here, who wouldn't want to sit out right where we are and enjoy this view and we have some good food that was provided by Paige.
Yes, Paige Moffat brought some great food, and that's hopefully there's some left for us to enjoy
those
before the show.
Those cookies are pretty tempting, though.
They are, and I think your daughter made those, so we're
really?
Very lucky.
Talent everywhere.
Charles, I want to ask you, you've been in the business for quite a few years. You've seen a lot of properties around Santa Fe. What makes this particular house special to you?
I would say that there's a thematic unity to the custom woodwork, the custom carved posts that hold up the case openings as you pass from kitchen into dining room or from the dining room into the living room. Each space is defined by custom touches that you just don't see every day. For instance, at the end of the hallway, you see stacked stone up against the wall, covered by a flagstone sill, and then on top of that is the beautiful Hartrell finish. Those touches, just whenever you turn a corner, and they just catch your eye and give you a glint. It's a thrilling place to spend time.
You know, when
don't
he talked
about that thematic.
Well, I'm thinking that's the most poetic way I've ever heard a house described before. Charles, I need to have you on the program all the time. That's
Charles is a St. John's graduate.
Well, he is indeed, and he told me he came here in '72 and he never left.
That ain't. Hey, what can I say?
Yeah, very, very good.
Once you find a good thing, stick with it.
Yeah. Well,
this is a good thing.
It is a good thing. Roxanne, we have about a minute here before I'm going to turn the mic over to our friend here, Paige Moffat. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this property?
Well, I'm sure Ron, and listening in on all the intelligence that was going on here today, that the combination of good prices and good interest rates is pretty hard to beat right now.
Yes.
And to find a house like this where it's new, it's pristine, the furnishings are lovely. That doesn't happen all the time.
It
so
doesn't.
If anyone's waiting,
this
come
is
on.
The one. And I don't think we've mentioned it through the show. What's the price point on this property?
$1,142,000.
And so per square foot, that's pretty extraordinary.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit over. It's about 320 a square foot.
Yeah, but for
hard
all
not. Duplicable.
Yeah, with all the features and the view here and everything else, it really is amazing.
Thank you.
I tell you what, Roxanne Ample, thanks so much for all your commentary. Charles Weber, thank you. Just sit there for right now. I'm going to turn the mic over. If you could pass your mic over, Roxanne, to Paige. Paige Moffat, escrow officer at Fidelity National Title. I've got about 3 minutes here before we have to conclude the show. So, again, the buyer, the imaginary buyer, who may not be imaginary after
could
all.
Could be right behind us
yes,
in the kitchen.
Right,
eating
some of your daughter's cookies. Yeah, beautiful. He or she has seen this property, and they want to actually work with Roxanne Ample. Hopefully they don't have an agent, so you can take them on both sides of the transaction. That's a broker's dream for sure. And Roxanne's going to take that offer. She's going to then call you tomorrow morning. She's going to say, I've got a great offer here, and what's the first thing you're going to do again, Paige?
So hopefully we've already started some title work, so we already know some of the things that are going on with the property, and we can just plug the new buyer's names in, start the process of getting all of the title work to them and to Roxanne, and we're just going to keep up constant communication throughout the whole thing, making sure all of the title requirements are met, hopefully really early in the transaction so that a smooth closing can happen at the end.
And you raise a good point. Typically, we as brokers work with a title company before, actually when we get a listing, mm-hmm. so that you can do all that title work in advance so there are no surprises
right.
when that buyer makes an offer. That's really critical in
it's
this market.
It's very critical. It really is, especially, it helps save sellers. Usually they're the ones that are paying for title insurance for the new buyer,
uh-huh.
and if we get prior title work and we're able to do this up front, we can make sure they get reissue rates, which are what we call the discounts on title insurance. We also just know what the problems are. We can start working on those early if there are any.
Uh-huh.
You know, any liens that need to be cleared up, anything that needs to be done on the property, we can know that ahead of time. And the other thing I was going to say about buyers, if someone wanted to put an offer on tomorrow, we would start working with the buyer through Roxanne and finding out little things about how they want to take title. Are they married? Or do they want to take it as joint tenants? Are they going to take it as their sole and separate property? These little things we need to start working on at the very beginning of the
right.
transaction.
Yeah.
No surprises.
No surprises, and of course, how they're going to take ownership is critical, too, because that impacts on a number of things as you go through the process. And of course, again, as we talked before, at some point you're going to have a lot of interaction with Mr. Ron Blessy at Home Buyers Mortgage because that buyer is going to use him for their lending package. So this is a family deal, isn't
it? Right, and if we find on the purchase agreement that they are asking for a loan, we start
start encouraging them to go, if they haven't already, start talking to Ron over at Home Buyers. I mean, he's very knowledgeable. He's been doing this for years. So he's a great person to get in contact with at the very, very beginning.
Right. And I just remembered something. I told Charles Weber not to leave, and I was frustrating him because as a former player, coach, and referee, he can't wait to get back in the TV. Go ahead, Charles. Take a look at what's going on at the Women's World Cup because I want to find out what the score is. Hopefully the women have scored.
World Cup winners.
Anyway, I want to thank Roxanne Apple and Charles Weber for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you to stop by 42 Hearthstone Drive right off of Tunnel Road West, take a tour of this spectacular home. I want to thank Paige Moffitt of Fidelity National Title for co-hosting the show today, and
that's
Mr.
Great.
Ron Blessy for his excellent mortgage commentary, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Braden and Nick, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a fantastic show today. I also want to thank you for tuning into the program, and please join me next Sunday for a remote broadcast from 610 Garcia Street, very near the Canyon Road area. Good luck to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and the World Cup today. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.